Has it been another year? Holy cow. Well, here we go. Hey gang, this is your host, Brian Rollins, and it's episode 213 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. More importantly, it's the season 4 finale. It's time to wrap up our questions all about the United States. As it's our season finale, I've got a fourth round, the freaky round, for this episode. And I'm going even bigger. The freaky round has 20 questions in it, meaning there are a total of 50 questions this episode. That means every state will be covered. So, as we get further on, you can start doing a little process of elimination to figure out the answer. Got it? Like I said, it's a big, long episode, so make sure you've got your coffee before diving in. Maybe do some stretches, okay? Let's get started. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What state had the first bagel shop? New York. Be careful though, the state also leads the nation in cases of food poisoning. Number 2. There are 4 states that begin and end with the same letter. Which is the only one that isn't an A? Ohio. Number 3. What state is the cheapest in which to live? Mississippi. It's also the poorest state. Number 4. What state consists of 2 parts, an upper and lower peninsula? Michigan. Number 5. What state is the only one with a 3-word capital city? Utah, Salt Lake City. Number 6. If you follow the Mississippi River all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, what state would you be in? Louisiana. Number 7. What state is home to King Ranch, a ranch bigger than the state of Rhode Island? Texas. Number 8. What state is home to the highest point in the U.S.? Alaska. Number 9. What state was the first to ratify the Constitution? Delaware. Number 10. Which Atlantic coast state was not one of the original 13 colonies? Florida. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What is the only state to have the Union Jack on its flag? Hawaii. Number 2. What is the only state to be triple landlocked? Nebraska. You have to go through at least three other states to reach an ocean or a bay. Number three, what state was home to the first English colony in America? North Carolina. The Roanoke colonists disappeared in 1590. Number four, in which state will you find only two escalators? Wyoming. Number five, in what state do the shows Designing Women, Matlock, and The Walking Dead take place? Georgia. Number six, which state operates the largest ferry system in the U.S.? Washington. Number seven, what state contains the most national parks? California. Number eight, what state leads the U.S. in corn production? Iowa. Number nine, if you're a Hoosier, you're from which state? Indiana. Number 10. What state gets its name from the old Spanish word for snow-covered? Nevada. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What state has the lowest obesity rate? Colorado. All those outdoor activities burn off calories. Number two, which U.S. state borders both Saskatchewan and Manitoba? North Dakota. Number three, in which U.S. state will you find the sunniest spot? Arizona. In the city of Yuma, there's a 90% chance the day will be sunny, whether you want it to be or not. Number four, which state has the wealthiest residents per capita? Maryland. The average median income is over $86,000 per year. Number five, Yellowstone National Park sits in three states. Which of these three has the smallest portion of Yellowstone? Idaho. Number six, if you include freshwater lakes, which state has the most shoreline? Minnesota. Those 10,000 lakes really add up. Number 7. Which state has the shortest coastline? New Hampshire. Its coastline with the Atlantic Ocean is only 18 miles long. Number 8. What state's official song is Yankee Doodle? Connecticut. Number 9. What state has the longest official name? Rhode Island. It's officially the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. Number 10. What state is home to the only working diamond mine in the U.S.? Arkansas. Before we hit the final stretch, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Get some water and relax, and we'll be right back.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Thanks for helping me pay the bills. Let's get back to things with our final 20 questions in the freaky round. Number 1. What state has the highest average age for its citizens? Maine. The average age of a Mainer is 45 years old. Number 2. In what state will you find Umatilla and Umpqua National Forests? Oregon. Number 3. What U.S. state has the fastest internet? Tennessee. Its internet speeds are 50 times faster than the national average. Number 4. The Wright brothers opened the first civil aviation school in what state? Alabama. Number 5. Which state is home to 3/4 of the web's traffic? Virginia. Number 6. What state is home to the political families the Stevensons, the Daleys, and the Pritzkers? Illinois. Number 7. In what state do pets, specifically cats and dogs, live the longest? Montana. Number 8. 3/4 of which state's roads are unpaved? New Mexico. Number 9. What is the only U.S. state to produce iodine? Oklahoma. Number 10. Until the admission of Texas in 1845, what was the westernmost state? Missouri. Number 11. Before Florida used it, which state had the nickname the Sunshine State? South Dakota. It's now the Rushmore State. Number 12. What state has more horses per square mile than any other? New Jersey. Goes hand in hand with being the most densely populated state. Number 13. What state is home to the first commercial winery in the U.S.? Kentucky. It was established in 1799 near Lexington. Number 14. According to USA Today, which state has the best roads? Kansas. Less than 1% are considered unserviceable. Number 15. According to a 2014 survey, which state contains the most atheists or agnostics? Vermont. Number 16. In which state will you find the most licensed hunters per capita? Pennsylvania. Number 17. Which state was the first to ever use a snowplow in the U.S.? Wisconsin. Number 18. What state has the most smokers per capita? West Virginia. Nearly 1 in 4 West Virginians smoke. Guys, knock it off. Number 19. What state is considered the most educated? Massachusetts. 43% of adults hold a bachelor's degree or higher. Number 20. Which state is home to the first tea farm in the U.S.? South Carolina. Everyone make it, breathe, and walk it off. You did just fine. So, I hope you enjoyed season 4. It's been a nice change of pace from our usual weekly topics. For those that weren't in love with the US-centric season, fear not. Season 5 will be back to our usual format of a new geeky topic every week. Will we go back to having a one season long super topic? Maybe. I have an idea for season 6. I will say that the 50 US states has been very popular for the show's download counts. For those of you who joined during season 4, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I hope you'll stick around for more. So, we'll start season 5 next week with a brand new topic. Here's a clue. What movie franchise began with a sci-fi action novel published in 1990? A little bonus hint, that novel's author was the subject of an entire episode a few years ago. You got this, right? I'll see you back here next Wednesday. This has been episode 213 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The theme music has been by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. If you like his music, be sure to drop him a note and thank him. This podcast was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. You can find out what I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. And for 4 years and counting, thanks for listening. When a U.S. expedition is attacked, three survivors, a professor, her student, and a soldier, are saved by a mysterious vessel, the Namtsev. The enigmatic Captain Nikto elects to keep the captives aboard, requiring each of their skills for his daring pursuits. But as evidence of a rogue submarine alerts the world's navies, the captives must work together to avoid annihilation. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea is a fast-paced adventure thriller that's described as the classic Disney adventure meets The Hunt for Red October. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea, a modern retelling of the Jules Verne classic, written by Richard Wycliffe and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available right now on Audible or iTunes. Discover adventure and madness beneath the waves.